Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Des is here. Morning, Des.
Morning, Gavin. Busy weekend, isn't
it? Very busy weekend.
Yeah. Good news to begin with, though. News of another Irish finalist at the World Rowing Championships in Shanghai. Fiona Murta from Mo Cullen in Galway has won her semi-final this morning in the single sculls, and she qualifies for Sunday's A-final. Conan Pazaya has finished second in the C-final of the men's singles. Now, after 3 days of practice, the 45th Ryder Cup gets underway just after 12 noon, with John Rahm and Tyrrell Hatton out first for Europe against Bryson DeChambeau and Justin Thomas in the foursomes. They'll be followed on the course by Ludvig Åberg and Matt Fitzpatrick against Scottie Scheffler and Russell Henry. In match three, Rory McIlroy and Tommy Fleetwood play Harris English and Colin Morikawa. And the fourth and final match this morning sees Bob McIntyre and Victor Hovland taking on Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay. Shane Lowry is one of the Europeans left out of the opening session. But before those pairings were made, Shane spoke to Greg Allen about his approach to a week of competition he's been targeting all year.
I think we're all very happy with how things have been going so far. I've played practice rounds this week with 7 different players. Everyone seems to be playing pretty good. So yeah, we're quietly confident. It's going to be very hard. You know, it's always hard to win away, but I think as a team, we've strong belief in ourselves, and I'm looking forward to the next few days. It should be fun.
You've made no secret of the fact that this is arguably the pinnacle of your year, or up there with the pinnacles of your year, and we know how intense you are before majors. So where does that sit in for you?
I don't know, honestly. Like, I always say, like, I can't be anyone but myself, and you know, the way I think about things is maybe different than other players, and the other players might be a bit more individual, but like, I honestly just love this. I live for this. You know, as long as I live, I want to be involved in Ryder Cups. As long as I'm playing professional golf, I just want that to be the case. And I think that's just me. You know, my coaches, my team, I talk about it a lot to them, and they, you can't get away from who you are. And so I'm here now, and you know, I want to perform my best. I want to bring as much to the team as I can, and ultimately I want to win. I think, like, regardless of what's gone on this year for me, I think if I win this week, I'll sit back in December and I'll be pretty happy with myself.
I know it's a different level, but you've been in GAA dressing rooms and now you've been in this sort of a team room. There are differences and there are similarities, but what does this one do for you?
It's hard to describe it. Like, you know, golf is like, professional golf is monotonous. Like, week in, week out, you're on your own, you're playing practice rounds on your own, you're sitting Tuesday morning having breakfast on your own, and, you know, it's just like, it can get a little bit boring and a little bit like, you know, what's this all about? And I think when you're here this week, you kind of, you know, you've got your teammates, you've got people to laugh with, you've got people to be serious with, you've got people to hang on to and bounce off and feed off. And I just think I enjoy that much more. You know, it is what it is. It's much more enjoyable than the week in, week out grind of professional golf. And that's what I love so much about it. And, you know, you're not only here playing for yourself or your family or your friends or the people you tried to play for all year, you're playing for things a lot more than that. And I think, you know, that's what I love so much about this week.
Rory, you've spoken about this, the size of what it would be to win away from home in a European team in the current environment of the Ryder Cup, which has had 5 matches in a row, which have all been one-sided to the home team. From your perspective, you lost very badly in Whistling Straits. You felt the pain of that. You all did. Rory shed tears. And obviously, you won in Rome. Obviously, this is huge if you could pull this one off. Is that how you're feeling about it?
Yeah, I do. Like, look, I said, I think if you had told somebody on the Sunday evening in Whistling Straits that we would have won in Rome and that we'd be coming here to Betpage with a chance to win, I think they probably would have laughed at you. So to be a part of a team that, you know, is coming here with a chance to do something really big, I think that's a huge carrot dangling for us. And, you know, I think we've got a great opportunity this week. Like I said, it's going to be very, very hard, but I think we're ready for it and we'll give it our best shot.
Well, that's Shane Lowry. I'm just talking here to Gavin about the opening ball being struck today. They have chosen Bryson DeChambeau for a reason,
good
the
choice.
Americans. Yeah, well, he'll hype up the crowd and he'll be all, mind you, he better hit a good drive after it, but it will make it even more tense. You know, Trump is going to be around there as well. It'll be an extraordinary...
Shane Lowry sounds really into this as well.
So into it. So I say he's disappointed not to be playing this morning, but he's likely to play this afternoon. 8 players in each session today. There's a team of 12. Soccer now. And last night in the Europa League, John McGinn's first half strike earned Aston Villa their first win of the season with a 1-0 victory over Bologna at Villa Park. Ollie Watkins had a penalty saved. The pressure increased on Rangers manager Russell Martin after they lost again 1-0 at home to Genk. Rangers had Diomande sent off before half time. And Robbie Keane Ukraine's Ferencvaros needed a stoppage time goal to earn a 1-1 draw at home to Victoria Pilsen. Well, tonight there'll be a full house in Tala for the big Dublin derby. It's first against second in the league, Shamrock Rovers hosting Bohemians. Bows have got the better of Rovers on three previous occasions this season, but as they close in on the title, the Rovers manager, Stephen Bradley, isn't bothered by those results.
No, it's done. You can't look back, you got to look forward and what's in front of us, and we know that it's a tough game, it's a big game, and we're looking forward to it. I know we've come out on the wrong end of the results in three of the games this year, but in general, throughout the years and even this season, the players are really, really good at dealing with Dublin derbies and so-called bigger games, so there's no problem with that. Respecting a tough game, they've got good players, they're a good team. I think if you look at the three previous games, the first two, for me, we should win. The third one were well beaten, deservedly so. But look, it's done. We can learn from them all and move on. But it's about focusing for tomorrow and what's in front of us. We're against a good team, we're a good team. Should be sold out, has the makings to be a really good game.
It should be a great occasion. Stephen Bradley there. Elsewhere tonight, Derry City go to Drogheda. It's Shelburne against Waterford, Galway United versus Cork City. The new rugby season gets underway this weekend. All four Irish provinces in action in the opening round of the URC. The champions, Leinster, have a difficult start. They play the Stormers in Cape Town this evening. That has a 6 o'clock kickoff. Ulster also play tonight. They meet the Dragons at Ravenhill at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow, Munster go to Scarlets, while Connacht take on Benetton in the newly refurbished Dexcom Stadium. We'll hear from Donal Lenihan later in the programme. And in racing, the Stowell Festival continues this afternoon. There's also action in Dundalk.